Here we go. So, is there a mitzvah for a Jew to take an oath? Most of the mitzvot that we're used to thinking about are mitzvot where, in a particular day, in a particular time, a Jew must do something. A Jew must make kiddush at the start of Shabbat. A Jew must eat matzah at the Seder. I don't think anybody would argue that a Jew must take an oath at any particular time. It doesn't seem to be the practiced, lived Judaism of any of us that anybody seems like there's a time that they need to take an oath. And actually, it might not be a good idea for all people to take oaths, so some people won't be able to keep the oaths. But we have other mitzvahs in Judaism where you don't have to do it. You don't have to do something, but if you did it, it is a mitzvah. So you don't have to eat meat, but if you slaughter an animal as part of your eating meat, you get mitzvah credit for every time you slaughter an animal. You don't have to wear a four-cornered garment, but if you choose to wear a four-cornered garment and you put tzitzit on that four-cornered garment, you get credit every time you put that garment on. So when a Jew takes an oath, how do we look at that? Do we say every time a Jew takes an oath and obviously fulfills it, a Jew gets credit for a mitzvah? You might say the same thing about prayer, that, you know, a Jew who has, every time a Jew prays, if a Jew finds a new reason to pray, every time you pray, you get credit. You don't have to purchase property, but every time you purchase property and you put up a mezuzah, you get credit. Is that how we look at oaths? Or do we say no? There's no mitzvah credit to take an oath. It's something that you can choose to do. You're allowed to do it, but you don't get credit for having done it. Let's start with the Torah. Does the Torah ever command the Jewish people, you should take oaths? There are two possible verses in the Torah that could serve as possible pieces of evidence for that. And these two verses look very similar to each other. In Parshat Va'etchanan, in Dvarim chapter 6, verse 13, it's very easy to remember because it's 6:13. The Torah says, "Et Hashem Elokecha tira." You should fear God. That sounds like a command, a mitzvah. A Jew must fear God. The verse continues, "Ve'oso ta'avod," and you should serve Him. That also sounds like a mitzvah. We are commanded to serve God. Uvishmo tishaveya, and we should swear in God's name. That also sounds like a command. We should swear in God's name. So this verse, at first glance, appears to be a positive command to swear. So Rashi's commentary on this verse is aware of the fact that you might have thought that this is a command, and Rashi explicitly says, this is not a command, it is only a permission. To read the Rashi, Rashi says, Im yesh b'cha kol amidot halalu, if you have achieved the conditions at the start of the verse, namely that you fear God and serve Him, az bishmo tishaveya, then you have permission to swear in God's name. So read the verse, as Hashem Elokecha tira, you must fear God. Ve'oto ta'avod, you must worship God. And if that happens, bishmo tishaveya, you have permission to swear in God's name. When you look at the Rashi, you don't realize that Rashi has a question he's trying to answer. He's trying to answer the question whether this is a commandment, and he answers with a resounding no, it is not a commandment. And that makes sense because when you look in the Talmud predominantly does not indicate that there is a command to swear. You don't see, you know, laws of, you know, swear under this circumstance, swear under that. So Rashi says this is a permission and not a command. You have almost the same thing in Parshat Akev. Dorim chapter 10, Pasuk Kaf, begins very similarly. At the Shem Elokecha Tirah, you should fear God. Oto Ta'avod, you should serve him. The same two things, serve God and fear him. This verse adds a third, Bo Tidbak, attach yourself to him, before Uvishmo Tishavea. Again, the same list of things, and the first three things in the verse appear to be commands. And here too, Rashi is consistent. Rashi says, the first three are the things that you have to do, and if you've done the first three, you have permission to swear. But there is no obligation to swear. That is the view of Rashi, and that is seemingly the view of the Talmud as well. Whereas Rashi was fairly clear that this is not a mitzvah, the Rambam makes it fairly clear that taking an oath is a mitzvah. I'm first going to prove that there's a mitzvah to take an oath, and then we're going to figure out what is the nature of that mitzvah. Now, at the beginning of Mishneh Torah, the Rambam has a short list of mitzvot, really short and succinct. And the seventh mitzvah is, Lihishava bishmo, to swear in God's name. Shene Emar, quoting the psukim we mentioned in Ve'etchanan and Ekev. Uvishmo tishaveya. It says it right there. You should swear in his name. It's not formulated in the conditional. So it is a positive commandment for a Jew to swear in God's name. But from the Rambam, we don't know what this means. We don't know what this means for the Rambam. Does the Rambam mean that there's a command to swear on a particular instance, like, a particular day or a particular circumstance? Does the Rambam mean whenever you swear, you just get credit? Or are we reading the Rambam incorrectly, and the Rambam is saying the mitzvah is to swear in God's name? Almost like a negative commandment. It's a negative commandment to swear in the name of any other deity. And though it's put here on the list of positive commandments, Rambam really means to say that it's a negative commandment not to swear in any other deity. Now, Ravid Ravid wrote a series of glosses and criticisms on the Rambam, and in the Rambam's count of the Rambam, the Ravid expresses his displeasure, and I'll read it to you. The Ravid says on this Rambam, Zo eina min aminyan. This is not a mitzvah. Shelo ba lehazhir, ela lehazhir shelo yishava ve'el acher. The point of the verse is not to say you get mitzvah credit by swearing. The point of the verse is to prohibit swearing in the name of another deity. And therefore, it is not a mitzvah. Ve'ulai, the Ravid gives the Rambam some possible credence, some space. Ulay al zeamar de lava ba mechal asay. Maybe the Ravid says the reason why the Rambam is counting this as a mitzvah is because there's a positive commandment to only swear in God's name. So there's no positive commandment to swear, but there is a positive commandment to only swear in God's name, which perhaps you could count as a positive commandment. So to review, we have now three possibilities. Possibility one is Rashi, no command. Possibility two, which we'll call Ravid, of command to only swear in God's name, and possibility three, an actual command to take an oath. From the Rambam itself, you can't really tell. Possibly supporting this view of the Ravid is the verse itself, because the verse, in fact, if you look carefully at the verse says, "At the Shem Elkecha Tirah, you should fear God." And then this word "oto ta'avod," serve Him. The word "oto" seems even extraneous. You should fear God and serve Him. Uvo tidbak, attach yourself to Him. And yes, the musical notes, uvishmo, and in His name, tishaveh. So the Ravid's view is supported by the detail of the verse and the musical notes. And therefore, you know, even though Rashi has as his major support the fact that the Talmud doesn't really talk anywhere about a commandment to take oaths, on the flip side, the verse itself does seem to support the view of the Ravid. Now, I said that the Rambam wasn't clear in the Rambam's short count, but when one looks at the Rambam's longer development of this law, he seems to be saying something that's not exactly the Ravid, but maybe close to it. Here's the Rambam in the 11th chapter of the Laws of Oaths. The very fact that it's in the 11th chapter is telling, because if there was an actual command to take oaths, I would expect it to be in chapter 1. So it doesn't seem like there's a command to actually take an oath, and that's why it's delayed here to chapter 11. Kishem sheshvuat shav v'sheker b'lo ta'aseh. There is a negative commandment to not keep our oaths. Kach mitzvah ta'aseh. So too, there is a positive commandment. Sheyishava, to swear. Mi shenitchayev shvua b'beitin, that somebody who is obligated to take an oath, that they take an oath Bashem, with the name. This sounds a little bit like the Ravid. It's not a command to take an oath, but it's a command that somebody who needs to take an oath takes that oath, Bashem, with God's name. Shneimar uvishmo, in His name, tishaveya, zo mitzvat aseh. So, I have never been in a circumstance that I needed to take an oath, so this mitzvah never applied to me. Just like somebody who never owned a house, the mitzvah of putting up a mezuzah never applied to them. But the Rambam says, if you are in a circumstance that you need to take an oath, it is a mitzvah to take an oath with God's name. It's not exactly the Ravid, because for the Ravid, it's really like a negative commandment. Just don't swear in anything other than God's name. For the Rambam, it's a positive commandment. But it's not that you just get mitzvah credit whenever you take an oath, but that if you're in a circumstance that you need to take an oath, you have a commandment to take the oath in God's name. Now again, the Ravid was so focused on the negative, you almost got the impression in the Ravid that there's no positive benefit in taking an oath. It's just that if you took an oath in the name of an idol, you've done something wrong. But Rambam says there is a positive element to taking an oath in God's name, and that's why this is fittingly a positive commandment. Shashvua bishmo agadol ve'akadosh. If you take an oath in God's name, the great and holy name, midarke havodahi. This is part of how we serve God. The Hidur, and it is glory, the Kiddush, and Gadolhu, and great holiness, Mishavah Bishmo, to swear in God's name. Rambam says, it's not like there's a positive commandment to swear, that swearing has religious value. Eating matzah has religious value, because you remind yourself that God took us out of Egypt. Giving charity has religious value because you copy God and do good things for other people. Putting up a mezuzah has religious value because it reminds you of God. Swearing doesn't have religious value, but swearing in God's name does, because swearing in God's name increases the prominence and the grandeur and the luster of God's name. And part of what it means for us to serve God is just like when we pray to God. So too, when we swear to God. And the idea of Bishmo, his name, which throughout Rambam's laws of oaths, it kept repeating in God's name, in God's name, in God's name. And in this pasuk as well, Uvishmo, in God's name. So the positive commandment is to swear using God's name. There's no source in the Talmud that the Rambam got this from. It's not like there's a section of Talmud which says it's a positive commandment to bring glory to God's name through swearing within it. Doesn't say that anywhere. But the Rambam, on conviction, believed that this is what the verses meant. Now, the Rambam, in a philosophical sense, believed that this was the correct way of understanding the verses. And therefore, even though this isn't what the Talmud seems to be saying, there's one Gemara in Temura where one line maybe says something resembling this, but I think the Rambam here is going on conviction, and the more you think about it, the more it makes sense that this is should be a mitzvah. In case it wasn't clear from the first halacha, the second halacha makes it clear even more so. Because if the mitzvah was to take an oath, Rambam would have said, there's a mitzvah to take an oath, and here are some good situations where you might want to take the oath. But the real focus of the mitzvah is using God's name. And therefore, halacha beis, ve'asur li'ishtava b'davar acher im shemo. The extension of this mitzvah is that you can't swear with God's name and another name. V'chol ha'mishatev davar acher im shem ha'kadosh baruch hu b'shvua ne'akar min ha'olam. And if you say something like, I swear to you in the name of God, I swear to you in the suns, I swear to you in the moon, in the heaven, and the earth, then you violated this mitzvah. She'ein shami, there is no thing, she'ra'ui lachlok lo kavod, she'nishpa'im bishmo, this honor to swear in something's name, that honor is only given, Elah ha'echad, to one, to God, Baruch Hu, blessed is He. So halacha beit, the extension of halacha aleph, makes it clear that the focus of the mitzvah is swearing using God's name. So if you say, I swear, and you don't use God's name, or if you say, you know, I swear on my, on my great-grandparents' grave or something like that, that is failure to perform the mitzvah, and it might be even problematic to take an oath using a different force besides God. There is one area of concern with this Rambam that the Rambam himself asks upon himself. In addition to the short list of commandments, which I quoted from a moment ago, and the Mishnah Torah, which we're looking at now, the Rambam also wrote a long book of mitzvot, and in the seventh mitzvah, discusses this particular commandment. Nachmanides disagrees with the Rambam there too, and says he doesn't think this is a mitzvah. But the Rambam asks that it was a prevalent practice for people to swear in all sorts of other forces. You have people who say things like Chei nafshecha v'chei Hashem, by swear in your life and in the life of God. This is in the prophecies of Elisha. Chei Hashem v'chei nafshecha im azveka. You know, I swear to God and I swear in your soul that I won't forsake you. There you find somebody swearing in the name of God and another force. So Rambam asks himself this question and answers that it's only problematic if you swear in another force and you grant that force power, you deified it through the oath. So if you say, you know, I swear by the sun, if you really mean to consider the sun a god, to deify the sun, then it's problematic. But a lot of times somebody might say, I swear by the sun. What they really mean is, I swear through the God who created the sun. If someone says, I swear by Moses, they don't actually mean to swear by Moses. They mean to swear by the God of Moses. So the Rambam says, one only violates, one only is fails to perform the positive commandment if you're including alternative powers and alternative forces that transcend beyond HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you sway, like the number of the cases in the Bible where people are swearing in God and other forces, that is not a violation of this commandment. Halacha Gimel also demonstrates the Rambam did not take it as a command whenever you swear, but the command is specifically in a certain circumstances. The Rambam says in Halacha Gimel, umutar, and it is permitted, not required, not that you get credit for it, not a good idea, but mutar, it is allowed. Le'adam li'shava ala mitzvah, la'asota, you're allowed to swear upon yourself to perform a mitzvah, kedei lezarez et atzmo, to provide additional motivation towards doing it, be'av al pi shemushba aleha mehar Sinai, even though the person is already commanded from Har Sinai to do it. Shnemar, there's evidence from Tilim, nishbati, I took an oath, ba'akayma, and I will keep that oath, lishmor mishpatei tzedkecha, to keep to keep your mitzvah. So this Rambam in Halacha Gimel says, whenever you have to swear, you have to swear in God's name. In a circumstance that there's a mitzvah that you feel weak about, you're allowed to swear about it. And if you choose to swear about it in God's name, you would fulfill the mitzvah. But the Rambam is not encouraging people to go around and take lots of oaths to get mitzvah credit. He's not really encouraging people to, you know, hold an apple in their hand and every day before eating that apple, take an oath to eat the apple and then eat it. He's not encouraging people to do oaths to get credit. But he is saying that when you swear in God's name, when you have to swear and you choose to do so in God's name, you honor him and therefore get credit. So to summarize, we have four views on the question. I'll go from the most limited to the most expansive. We have Rashi, most limited. There's a permission to take an oath, but it is not a mitzvah, and actually the Torah would rather that you did not take an oath, period. Then we have the Ravid. There's not really any credit that one gets by taking an oath. The Torah is telling us that we must not swear through any other power because doing so is, you know, borders on some idolatrous practice. If you take an oath, you shouldn't feel good about yourself that you did it. It's just that you can't take an oath in the name of another force. You have Rambam, who says, when you have to take an oath, you should use God's name. And when you use God's name, you should feel good about it. You should feel like you accomplished something, because taking the oath in God's name actually elevates God and makes God, greater, and it's how we serve God. And therefore, Rambam says it is a commandment and you should feel good about it. We noted that Rambam's view might be better than Rashi's in the verses, but harder in the Talmud. And then there's the fourth view, which would be the view that says that every time you take an oath, you receive credit for a mitzvah. That seems to be a non-starter in the Talmud, and even in the verse that we looked at, doesn't seem, to be what the verse is really focusing us on. And so that's sort of the range of views about the question whether there is a commandment to take an oath. So according to Rashi, a Jew who goes to secular court, there is no positive religious value in saying to the bailiff, I want to swear in the name of my God. And according to the Ravid, there's no value in doing so. You don't need to swear at all, according to the Ravid, just affirm and go on your way. The Rambam says a Jew brings glory to God by swearing in his name. So it's a fascinating question, according to the Rambam, if a Jew is in court and a bailiff asks the Jew to swear, whether, according to the Rambam, the Jew should say to the bailiff, thank you so much. I have been waiting for years for the opportunity to follow the seventh commandment, according to Maimonides. It's pretty important because, Rambam counted it as the seventh commandment. And I have never done this commandment before. Most of the early commandments I've done, I've believed in God and I believed in one God and I prayed to God and I did most of the early commandments, but I never did number seven. Thank you so much for asking me, to swear. I don't want to affirm. I want to swear, and I want to swear in the name of my God and then pronounce the name of Hashem in the courtroom. You do maybe get the impression from the Rambam that that actually would be the proper thing to do. And I don't know that there are that many people who follow that practically. And, if you're worried that maybe you won't remember everything exactly correctly, maybe it's better not to. But according to the Rambam, you might argue that it's better not to affirm when you're in court and instead to proactively swear and to do so in God's name in order to bring him greater glory.